Melania Trump says lies linking her to Jeffrey Epstein need to stop. The First Lady has denied ties to Epstein and knowledge of his crimes, saying the stories are completely false and labeling accusations that she was somehow involved as smears. Giving a press conference, Melania said those smears need to end today. She went on to say they are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect. She added that she does not object to their ignorance, but rather objects their mean-spirited attempts to defame her reputation. Reading a statement to the White House, she said her attorneys and she have fought these unfounded and baseless lies with success. She insisted she had never been friends with Epstein. To be clear, she said, she never had relations with Epstein or his accomplice Maxwell. She repeated that she had never been friends with Epstein. Donald and she were invited to the same parties as Epstein from time to time. Epstein did not introduce her to Donald Trump. She met her husband by chance at a New York City party in 1998. Donald and she were invited to the same parties as Epstein from time to time, since overlapping in social circles is common in New York City and Palm Beach, Melania explained. Her email reply to Maxwell, she said, cannot be characterized as anything more than casual correspondence. Her polite reply to Maxwell's email does not amount to anything more than a trivial note. She clarified that she is not Epstein's victim. Epstein did not introduce her to Donald Trump. She met her husband by chance at a New York City party in 1998, an initial encounter that is documented in her book, Melania. The first time she crossed paths with Epstein was in the year 2000, at an event Donald and she attended together. At the time, she had never met Epstein and had no knowledge of his criminal undertakings. Numerous fake images and statements about Epstein and her, she said, have been circling on social media for years. She urged people to be cautious about what they believe. These images and stories are completely false. She is not a witness or a named witness in any of Epstein's crimes. She repeated that she knew nothing about Epstein's crimes, saying she has never had any knowledge of Epstein's abuse of his victims. She was never involved in any capacity, was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island. She has never been legally accused or convicted of a crime in connection with Epstein's sex trafficking, abuse of minors, or other repulsive behavior. The false smears about her, from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to her good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop. The First Lady also called on Congress to hold a public hearing centered on survivors of Epstein's crimes, giving them a chance to testify before our lawmakers and have their stories entered into the congressional record. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, she said. Then, and only then, we will have the truth. Her out-of-the-blue message came just as Donald Trump and his administration had finally appeared successful in moving beyond the Epstein controversy, which sent shockwaves through the nation's politics for months. The case had begun to be overshadowed by the war in Iran and other major issues, but the First Lady's comments might push it back into the political spotlight. Melania's calls for the issue to go back to Congress were surprising, given they came after federal authorities released millions of pages of documents under the Epstein Files Transparency Act. This law was enacted after months of public and political pressure that requires the government to open its files on the late financier and Maxwell. Lawmakers complained when the Justice Department made only a limited release last month. Officials said more time was needed to review additional documents that were discovered, and to ensure no sensitive information about victims was released. Among the documents released by the Justice Department was a brief email from 2002, with the sender and recipient blacked out. It begins, Dear G, and ends, Love, Melania, and compliments the recipient on a magazine article about J.E. It says, I know you are very busy flying all over the world. How was Palm Beach? I cannot wait to go down. Give me a call when you are back in New York.